Today's Shiz Masech Dava Dezara Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph at the top of the Amid at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss the halachas when a Jew with a wine that was manufactured owned by a Jew was in a situation where there's a nukri has connection to the manufacturer of this wine, and how does the halacha deal with such a situation? Says the Mishnah Matar Yenesh Leiv Dekachavim, if a Jew was crushing grapes that belonged to a Nachri to make out of those grapes kosher wine. And as the Ran points out, the word Tumah Tahara, that the words Tumah Tahara that are being used in our Mishnah are sort of in a borrowed sense. Because this is borrowed sense of the word, because we're not speaking about Tumah Tahara in the regular sense. We're talking about kosher or not kosher is really what's happening in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, V'nosna b'reshusai, and the wine was in the property of the Nachri. And as the Rishonim explained, the Nachri gave a Jew permission to leave this wine there, or he had rented the property to the Jew. Or a third pshat is that even if he sold the property to a Jew, but he had just sold it fairly recently to the Jew. And since he had just sold this property fairly recently to the Jew, it's not like the Nachri no longer has any connection to the property. The Bayis HaPasuch Lushus Rabin. And the situation here is that it's a place where the property is open to the Rishus Rabbim. And since it's a place that's open to the Rishus Rabbim, there's much access for a Jew to see what's going on. The Mishnah here is introducing a concept of Pesach Pesuch Rishus Rabbim, that if it's a place that's open to the Rishus Rabbim, then the halacha takes that very much into consideration. And the Rashba says that when we speak about Pesach Rishus HaRabim, what will be at night? If during the day people can walk in and out and see what's going on. But what about by night? Do we use the concept of Pesach Pesuch Rishus HaRabim even at night? And the Rashba suggests that we could even use the concept of Pesach Pesuch Rishus HaRabim by night. And he explains the reason why is because even at night, if it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there are people still walking around there. And since there are people walking around, that keeps the Heta Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah Rabbim relevant. The Ritva disagrees, and he says that Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only applicable by day when there are people walking around. At night, he holds you can't rely on Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And continues the Mishnah, we are referring to Shesh Be'ev Dekachav Yisrael. If it's a city that has Jews and non-Jews, then the Aloch is Mutter. Because the Nachri, who knows that he's not allowed to touch the wine, will be prevented from touching the wine when he knows that he could easily be caught that way. And the Rishonim point out that when the Mishnah says Be'ir, Shesh Boi, a city that has Jews and non-Jews, there's no specific percentage of how many Jews are there and how many non-Jews are there. As long as it's a situation where the Nachri will not want to touch this wine, knowing that a Jew could show up at any moment and see what he's doing and see that he's doing what he's not allowed to be doing, it's enough of a reason that the wine should be considered kosher. There are, however, many other Rishonim who suggest that the Jew has to be living in the city. Because if the Jew lives in the city, so the Nachri knows that the Jew could always see what's going on. But if there are not Jews there on a very regular basis, then there's some Rishonim that take a different approach. And they say, since there are not Jews living there on a regular basis, the Nachri is not going to be so concerned about doing anything, because he's going to say, what's the chance there's a Jew walking by? And it seems that under those circumstances, where there are no Jews living there on a regular basis, however, they're there frequently enough, there it seems that even those Rishonim, knowing the Nachri, knowing that he could be caught because there are Jews walking around there all the time, is enough to be lenient. This heter that we just discussed in our Mishnah, the heter of Pesach Pesuch L'shus Rabbim, is not the only place where this is used. It's also used in Hilchus Yichud, where there's a concern, as we learned in Masechet Kedushin, that the halacha does not allow a man and a woman to remain alone, secluded. And there are certain halachas, many halachas around that about that situation of Yichud. But one of the terms is Pesach Pesuch L'shus Rabbim. If the place where they are is open to the Shus Rabbim, so then the halacha is lenient. So here too, there's a discussion in the Paiskim. It's the question that the Paiskim discuss there, the Rishonim discuss, and the Achronim, is when we speak about Pesach Pesuch L'shus Rabbim, how far does that go? And does that mean that it's L'chatchila to rely on Pesach Pesuch L'shus Rabbim, that L'chatchila we could rely on such circumstances, or only after the fact? And I saw that the Rishonim say that there are other Hatayim, which we've discussed together when we speak about the halachas of Yichud, and that some of those Hatayim, I saw the Rishonim suggest, can only be relied on b'dievid. They can't be relied on l'chatchila. But the Paiskim seem to hold that the heter of Pesach Pesuch L'shus Rabbim is a much stronger heter than any other heter, and that you can rely on Pesach Pesuch L'shus Rabbim l'chatchila when it comes to Hilchus Yichud. Of course, and it's not the time for that discussion, one needs to understand what does Pesach Pesuch L'shus Rabbim actually mean. The question being, does it mean that the door has to be open all the way and people could see, or is the fact that somebody could walk in at any moment enough? And actually, this opens up another discussion, which comes up, and that is, let's say somebody wants to leave or has a situation of yichud, comes up often with babysitters, where somebody is leaving his child, his son, who's over 9 years old, with a babysitter, and we have a situation of yichud, and what can we do? So the Chabina Rav Zatzal already has this discussion in Chelek Aleph, Simon Hay, if we could rely on somebody having a key. The Chabina Rav discusses, can we give the key to somebody, and the fact that the person has the key and he can enter at any moment, and these people who are in the people who are in the home alone know that there's an outsider who has the key that could enter any moment, could that be considered a Pesach Pesuach? And particularly, if we're going to learn that the Heta, as we're saying now, that the Heta Pesach Pesuach is L'chatchila, it would be great. But is the fact that somebody has the key considered Pesach Pesuach? And the Sefer Dvar Halacha, and the Chabina Rav says yes. Chabina Rav says that if somebody has the key, it can be considered a situation of Pesach Pesuach. And there's a Sefer called Dvar Halacha, a Sefer in Hilchus Yichud, who uses our Gemara and the way to understand our Mishnah and Gemara in understanding why the Chabina Rav's psak, that this can be considered a situation of, that this could be considered a situation that would be mutter. He says, what we're going to be learning in our shir, when we're going to be speaking about the halacha of the Nachri with the wine, as we're discussing, and relying the Pesach Pesuch L'shus Rabbim, what's going to be clear in the Gemara, he says, is not that it has to be that the person who, the Nachri who is with the wine, knows that there's a Jew constantly watching. It isn't necessary for the Jew to be constantly watching. As long as there's somebody that comes sometimes, and as long as it's enough that the Nachri is aware that somebody could come sometime, that is enough to make it into a situation of a mirsis, that the Nachri won't do what they're not allowed to do. So he says, if we're learning, the Pesach Pesuch L'shus Rabbim is a heter in Hilchas Yichud. And we're also, says the Dvar Halacha, and this is what the Tshivina Rav actually says, that it's a situation where the people know that somebody has the key. And it's also not just that they know that somebody has the key, but the person who has the key utilizes the key on sometimes and walks in unannounced into this home. And the people in the home who are there alone are aware that this can and does happen. That is no different, he says, than what we're learning in our shir, how the Nachri could be left alone with the wine. And therefore, he says that that would be a way that we could have a resolution for this problem for Hilchas Yichud when they're there alone and we need to come up with a solution. The solution could be that giving somebody a key who could use it on a regular basis, unannounced. Says the Mishnah, Be'er Shekulav Dekhavim. But now we go to the situation where the Jew is alone, where the Nachri is with the wine, in a city where there are no Jews living there, so there's no mirsis, then the halacha is asur b'hano. There's a discussion in the Rishonim where we're learning in our Mishnah that Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabim, if there's a door open to the Shus Rabim, then there is no problem of the Nachri being alone with the wine. What does that mean? Does it mean that the Jew has to be able to see all of the wine? And because the Jew could see all of the wine, that creates that the Nachri will be concerned about touching the wine. But let's say the Jew, from his vantage point, could only see some of the wine. What will be the halacha? Will this heter only apply to the wine that he could see, but not to the wine he can't see? Or will it apply to all of the wine, since he could see some of the wine? So again, the way the Rishonim explain the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the Nachri there's no way of the wine not being at least somewhat visible all of the time. But if the Nachri, let's say the wine is in a warehouse, and the Nachri has more than one entrance to that warehouse, so when he walks in through one warehouse, is from the Rishus Rabbim, and everybody could see the Nachri walking in, and that will cause the Nachri to be concerned. But let's say there's two entrances to this warehouse, and the Nachri could enter through an entrance that won't be visible, that the Nachri walked in. Under those circumstances, we have no right to be lenient, because the Nachri will just walk in, and he won't be seen or caught because he's walking in through an entrance. He's walking in through an entrance that nobody sees him walking in through. And again, the whole point of our Mishnah is to create a mirsis. Under those circumstances, we don't have a mirsis. Be'er shekul av d'chavim, then the halacha is that it's a asur. The most Rishonim, going back to a subject that we've discussed often in our Masechta, say when the Mishnah says Osir, that we can't be comfortable with what's going on here, the way to understand the Mishnah is that it's Osir means Osir b'hano. That not only may not one consume that wine, but the halacha would be that we're not even benefit from that wine. And won't be mutter ad sheyeshev mishamer, until there will be a proper shomer for that wine. A shomer could be a physical shomer, or a shomer could be a proper seal. Then a shomer, but says the Mishnah, then a shomer tzarich liyoshev mishamer. It's not necessary for the shomer to be sitting there the entire time. Af al pi sheyotz v'nichnas, even if he just comes in and out, as we said a few moments ago, that he goes in and out, and the Nachri doesn't know when he's coming, and he could come at any time, and without anything preventing him from doing so, then that's considered enough of a shomer. The halacha will be mutter. However, it has to be where if the Nachri is caught with that wine, that he will be caught having done something that he wasn't allowed to do. And if it's a situation where it's considered as if he was caught doing something he's not allowed to do, and he could be caught easily, that's considered a situation that it's a proper shmirah. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I'm Rishus Oved Kechavim Achasi. And the Gemara will explain what it meant. As we begin to learn this Mishnah, it's important to explain that there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim, how to understand the Mishnah. The Rebbeinu Tam learns that the barrels of wine that are being discussed in this Mishnah are barrels of wine that have a mafteya for chosim, a lock or a seal. Since, he says, a lock or a seal makes that, given all the other conditions that we learn in our Mishnah, then we can be lenient. Says the Rebbeinu Tam, the Mishnah is teaching us that the wine that was produced for the Nochri is in sealed containers on the premises that belong to the Nochri. Unless it's stored in the conditions that we learn in the Mishnah, then it's not mutter. Says the Rebbeinu Tam, he says, that's why people were reluctant to buy wine from a Nochri who imported kosher wine, despite the fact that the wine was securely sealed and fastened. Since the wine was transported through non-Jewish areas, that he says that the Mishnah is teaching us that just because it's sealed alone is inadequate. The Ramban, however, disagrees, and the Ramban's approach is that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the wine is not sealed. He says, if the wine is sealed, so then we have no reason to be concerned because the seal is an indication that nothing has been trampled, nothing has been tampered with. But if you don't have that indication, that's when the Halach, the Mishnah, apply. But once you have Poseich v'chosim, so once you have the seal, nothing more is required. Says the Mishnah further, Hamatar Yainai Shalav D'Kachavim, if somebody made wine for a non-Jew, V'nosna B'Reshusoi, and he put it into the premises of a Nochri, V'Alok Hosevloi, and the Nochri writes on a document to the Jew, his Kabalti M'meni Mos, I look at this transaction as if I was already paid. You have the right to take the wine at any time you want. Then the wine is mutter. Again, the Rishonim point out that it has to be Bayis Pesuch L'Shus Rabim. Otherwise, we can't, that's the way Rashi learns, we can't leave the wine alone with the Nochri, even though it's not his wine. We have to be concerned that he's going to touch it or do Avodah Zarah with it. There are Rishonim that disagree. They say, and they're really very connected to the Machlokes that we just discussed, they say, if here we're going to learn that the Nochri could be trusted, it doesn't make any sense. So therefore they say that the Mishnah is speaking about Mafteich v'choysim, following the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And according to that opinion, and we could connect now to two Machlokes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah is speaking about a case where there's a Mafteich v'choysim. The Mishnah is referring to a situation where the wine is sealed. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that if the wine is sealed, if it belongs to the Nochri, the fact that it's sealed is not enough. And therefore the halacha will require, says Rabbeinu Tam, that it has to be in a place, as we said before, a place that's Pesach Pesuch Rishus Rabbim, a place that's open to Rishus Rabbim, or as we said earlier, you have a Shomer there. But, says Rabbeinu Tam, now our Mishnah teaches us that if the wine is not in the Nochri's premises, but it's in the premise of the Jew, or as we just learned, the Nochri feels that he got paid for the wine, so then the seal would be enough. That's according to the Rabbeinu Tam's approach to the Mishnah. But according to the Ramban, who says that even the Reisha is only speaking about a case where there's no seal, because if there's a seal, then there's no need to be concerned. So according to the Ramban, the way to understand the Mishnah is that in the Reisha there's no seal, and therefore since there's no seal, and it belongs to the Nochri, that's when we have to have all of the precautions that the Mishnah taught us are necessary to be had. But now, we have a different consideration, says the Mishnah. Now we're speaking about a case where it's the Nochri, where it's in the premises of the Jew, or even if it's in the premises of the Nachri, but the Nachri says, I view the situation as if I already got paid in whole for the swine, and therefore that's enough to be lenient even without the seal. Avam Yisrael L'Hotzi. But now the Gemara, now the Mishnah focuses that the Nachri wrote to the Jew, as far as I'm concerned, this wine is yours. But what does that mean that he wrote it? It can't just be that he wrote it. It has to be sincere. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Am Yitzhak Yisrael L'Hotzi. If the Yisrael would want to take this wine, Veinam Anichai, and the Nachri would not let him take this wine, unless he gets paid, says the Mishnah, Zayah Maisa Beit Shan. There was such a story that happened in Beit Shan. Vasru, the fact that the Nachri had said that the wine is considered yours, but when it came for real, the Nachri did not let him take the wine, then the halacha is that we don't take in consideration the fact that he said his kabalti. Of course, this is halacha only if the Nachri is standing there. If the Nachri is not there, says the Ramban, so we don't have to be concerned that anything happened to the wine. The Rashba is not that happy. And the Rashba says that once we see that the Nachri is the true owner of the wine, even if we don't have the Nachri there, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha will be that the wine is not going to be permitted. Says the Mara, B'isha Kulei Nachri. So we learned that if the wine is by the Nachri, we have a Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabim, said the Mishnah, we could be lenient. Says the Mishnah, B'isha Kulei V'Techav Nami. Even in a city that is all non-Jewish, why should we not believe V'Ika Roich L'Mam Achzir Bayaros? We have the peddlers that go from city to city, and those peddlers, and the Nachri, who are obviously Jewish, and the Nachri doesn't know when, what, how, that this Jewish peddler is going to show up. Why shouldn't that make it mutter? Says the Gemara, Amashmu b'ish yesh b'edlo sayim v'riach. This is talking about a city that's sealed, and nobody normally comes in. And if somebody does come in, everybody knows, they inform people. So the Nachri is not worried, because he's saying that there's normally no Jew here that I have to be concerned about. And if there is a Jew that shows up that I need to be concerned about, I'll know that he came, because they notify us all. So even though the Rishonim ask that the Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama, that Pei Be'aliz Omen Aleph teaches us, that one of the rules that Ezra instituted is that there should be peddlers going around in around the city to sell makeup for the Jewish women, he says that this was a rule only for Jewish cities, but now the Gemara is saying that even though it was a rule for Jews, many times they traveled in all different, traveled in all types of different cities. The way we learned the Mishnah is that this is a city that if anybody from outside comes in, everybody knows that he came in, and that will then the Nachri will be careful, but that doesn't help us for the rest of the time. Another explanation is that the Mishnah is speaking about a city that has a lock. And such cities, people did not typically enter. Another shot that I saw is that the peddlers would only go to the cities that had a decent amount of a population. When you had a decent amount of people, so then people, the peddlers assumed that they're going to find somebody who's going to buy from them. And therefore, it's worthwhile to walk into the city. And therefore, maybe in that case, the Nachri will be scared that a Jew could show up at any moment. But in the cities where we don't have that, in the city that where Nachrim aren't there on a regular basis, there we have to be concerned. There we have to be concerned that the peddler could, there's no peddlers coming because it's not a worthwhile place for peddlers to really come. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, V'chaloim, if the Jew has a window facing the property of the Nachri, and he could always see what's going on in the Nachri's property, then it has the same halacha of Kirshus HaRabim Dami, it's a Rishus HaRabim. Here too, the Ravid points out, there might be a difference between if this happens by day or by night. If it happens by day, so people are up by day and they look through and they see what's going from one window to the other window. By night, where people are sleeping, the Nachri, who's in his apartment, even though there's a Jewish window facing his apartment, is not going to be concerned because he figures the Jew is sleeping. Ashba, if there's a garbage dump next to the opening of the house, says the Gemara, Kirshus HaRabim Dami, because people are frequenting that garbage dump. The Dikla, if there's a tree facing the Nachri's property, also says the Gemara, Kirshus HaRabim Dami, because people are going to look in from the top of the tree to what's going on in his apartment. However, says the Gemara, Pasuk Reshe, if the top of the palm tree is cut off, there's no fruit there. So now the question is, why is the Nachri concerned? Because somebody could look in all the time. But here, nobody's going to the top of the tree where there's no fruit. And therefore the Gemara says, it's a machlokes pligba ravacha ravina. Chad osu v'chad shari. One said it's osu, one said it's mutter. And the Gemara explains, man da osur, he says, the Gemara, the one that says that it's osur, that this is not a heter, lomli the solar custom, because the Nachri thinks to himself, why would anybody climb to the top of a tree that isn't producing any fruit? Or man da shari, and the one that holds its mutter, zimnin da avdalei behema, sometimes somebody loses an animal, and he wants to get a picture, he wants to be able to see what's going on around and around. And the way he's able to see what's going on around and around, the way he's able to see is by going on top of the tree and getting a view. And therefore, even though there's no fruit, the halacha is the sarklani basra, he goes to see what's going on, and therefore he'll be mutter. The Paisk, the Shayaz of Chashikui Chemed, makes a very interesting observation. He says that what our Gemara is teaching us is a new concern in Mirsis. The concern in Mirsis is how far will the Nachri be concerned of what's going on here? And the Gemara is actually debating that. If normally people won't go to the top of a tree, but there are situations where people will go to the top of the tree. And what the Gemara is teaching us is, what is enough of a situation that the Nachri will be concerned, and what is enough of a situation that the Nachri won't be concerned? The question that he says is relevant. He says there are times where people are left with food and other things in a house, and the concern that comes up is, do we need to be concerned what's going on with the food, that the food was left with a Nachri alone? We have a problem with the Salman Ayin. We have a problem on the Kalim. All different types of Shilas. And the person who's there with the Nachri may be a person who is not really 100% at his facilities. Can such an individual act as a Shomer or not? And the answer is very connected to the way we learn this Gemara. Because the question that we're learning in our Gemara is, how much is the Nachri concerned to do something that he's not allowed to do? Just like the Gemara teaches us, if the Nachri is concerned about somebody going on top of a tree to find a lost item, something which is unusual, not common, but we learned that the Gemara says that there's a man da'oma that's lenient. The same thing is that in every situation, what has to be taken into consideration is how far or how likely is this to be a situation which the Nachri will be concerned about, and therefore it will be able to serve as a mirsis, or is this a situation which is unlikely to happen, and if it's unlikely to happen, the Nachri doesn't have a mirsis. And actually, if we take that even a step further, the way to look at this discussion presumably, it's also connected for how long is this going to be. And if it's going to be for a shorter amount of time, maybe the Nachri will be concerned. But if the Nachri sees that this is being happening and being left for a longer amount of time, then that would weaken the Mirsas.
Continues the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Echad Alekeach, whether a Jew bought Vechad HaSoicher, or he rented Bais B'chatzer Shalev T'Kachavim, a warehouse, a home, in the property that belongs to a Nachri, Umalou, and he filled up that warehouse with wine that belongs to a Jew, Yisrael Darbay Sechatzer, and there's a Jew that lives in that place, Mutter. Even though the Jew doesn't have a key to that warehouse, and there is no seal on the wine, but since the Nachri is not allowed to touch that wine, and there's Yisrael who lives there, then that creates a mirsus that the Nachri will not touch the wine. But if the Yisrael lives b'chatz acheres, in a different chatzur, then we have to be more concerned, and the wine is mutter. The wine will only be permissible to be consumed where there's a key to that warehouse in the hands of the Jew, or the wine is sealed. In both cases, that creates the fact as if there's a shomer. Continues the Braisa. A wine that belongs to a Nachri, but was manufactured by a Jew. Bershusai, and the wine is in the property of the Nachri. Yisrael Darbay Sechatzer, and Yisrael lives in that property. Mutter. That's only if there's a key or a seal around that wine. Because since the wine belongs to the Nachri feels much more comfortable to touch that wine. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Tana. Rabbi Yochanan, however, said, Tani apish ein maftei v'chosin biyodai mutter, because you have the Yisrael living there. So he says the fact that you have a Yisrael living there creates a mirsus. And the fact that there's a mirsus, that it's enough. But of course, as we've been learning, to create a mirsus, we don't have to have the Yisrael there all the time. As long as it's a yotz of a nichnas that he can and does come in there on a regular basis, it's enough. Because then it's no different than pasuk b'sukh l'shus rabim, which we learned in the Mishnah, is fine. However, ben b'chatzer acheres, if the Yisrael doesn't live in the same chatzer, aser af b'shem maftei v'chosim biyodei. Here Ramea teaches us a very big chumrah. Ramea holds that even though there's a seal or it's locked, but there is no Jew to that chatz living there, and as the Rashba explains, and the Nachri feels very connected to this wine because he owns the wine, and he's very not frightened because there's no Yisrael there, so therefore we have to be machmer. They hold as long as there's somebody who is a shomer that comes intervals, it's fine. Says the Gemara, but we need to understand to which case were the Chachamim speaking. Chachamim Mahai, which case were the Chachamim speaking about? Elema, if we're going to talk about Seifa, they're speaking about a case that the wine belongs to the Nachri, and it's in the Nachri's property, and the Yisrael is in a different chatzur. Tanakam Nehmeh Meis Kasser says, the Ramei was machmer in that case. What are Chum coming to say? It says the Gemara Reish the Sefer. The case of the wine of the Nachri, in the property of the Nachri, but there's a Yisrael in that chotzer. Says the Gemara, for Kamalei Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Tani, we should learn the Brisa to teach us that b'shem afdei v'chosim biyadoi, even if it's not sealed and locked, it's fine. So what's the case? The Gemara is talking about Sefer the Reisha. We're talking about the wine that belongs to Yisrael, that is in the property that he bought or rented from a Nachron. The Kamatana Kama B'chatz Acheres Mutter, that if the Yisrael is in another Chatz, it's Mutter, V'ushim Avtech B'chatz B'yodai, if the Yisrael has access. or the wine is sealed. The chamaimrim la'olam also at sheish yoyme yoyshem shamer at sheyav mebala kitzin. He has to have a much stronger level of supervision. Says the Gemara, Muman abal kitzin reyusahu. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, that Muman abal kitzin, the Gemara's understanding, means that a person who has a regular time that he comes all the time. So how could that be considered proper supervision when the Yisrael could when they know when he's coming and know when he's not coming? Says the Gemara, you're right. It has to be a situation, it's not a person that has a regular time that he comes all the way, all the time. And therefore, since this supervisor could come at any time unannounced, and we don't know when he's coming, that's why it's considered that it creates a mirsus, that the Nachri is fearful to touch it. Says the Gemara, Shem ben Elazheimer, Rishus Oivik Kacham Achasi. And we said, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Ibailhu, in understanding what Rav Shimon Elazar said in the Mishnah, the question is lahakal. He's saying the Tanakhama holds that the wine is usur eat when it's in the home of a goy, in the home of a nachri. And Shimon Elazar says differently. If it's not in the property that belongs, the wine is in the property of a nachri, but it's not that nachri who owns the wine, we could be makel, or lahachmer. Or maybe Rav Shimon Elazar is coming to be machmer. That the Tanakhama says that it's only usur when it's in the property that belongs to the nachri. But if it belongs to the nachri who owns the wine. But if it's in a property that belongs to different nachri, he's going to be lenient, and Shimon ben Elazar is going to be machmer. And he says as long as it's in the property of a nachri, even though that nachri is not the owner of the wine, we have to be machmer. Says the Gemara, Yehuda amaziri lahakol, from Nachman amaziri lahachmer. And Mar explains itself. Rabbi Yehuda Maziri Lahakal Vachkama. This is the way to understand the back and forth of our Mishnah. Vachkama. Tanakama Kishem Shibr Shusai. Just like if the wine is in the property of a Nachri who owns the wine. Asur, so too Kach Bir Shusai V'Kacham Acher. That it's in the property of a different Nachri. Nami Asur. The same halacha would be applicable. Even though the Nachri, just because he owns the property, won't touch the wine that's not his. We have to be concerned that the Nachri who owns the wine will come up and touch the wine. The person who owns the warehouse, has no right to let that Nachri in because he's not the one that rented the warehouse from him. The Jew is the one that rented the warehouse for him. Says the Gemara, Cheshina L'Goyimun. We have to be concerned that one Nachri will let the other Nachri in to his warehouse, into the warehouse, even though he should not have let the Nachri into the warehouse, but he will, because there might be a reverse situation. To which Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, "Medvar Mamurim Brishusai." When is that halacha? When it's in the property of the one that owns the wine? Al Brishus Avikachavim. If it's in the rishus of the different nachri, mutter. A nachri who owns a warehouse and rented it to a Yisrael won't let another nachri in. I would just say there might be concern of goyimlim. You let me in and I'll let you in. So the Maravlai Cheshin al goyimlim, we're not concerned about that. Rav Nachman Amaziri, not a Gemara explains that opinion. Rav Shimon Lozer, according to Rav Nachman, is coming to be machmer. Vakam, Tanakama, Bemedva Mamurim, if the wine is in the property of the one that owns the wine, if it's in the property of another nachri, so it belongs to the Jew, and it's not in the, it was made by the Jew, even though it belongs to the nachri, but it's not in a property that nachri who owns the wine can access, and therefore it's mutter, and we're not concerned that the one nachri will let another nachri in. V'loi chashin el gaimon. Shimon ben Laza Omer, kol rishus oiv dekacham achasi, as long as this wine is under the property of a nachri, we have to be chashish for gaimon. Tanya says, the Gemara Omer Ze'iri, kvasi the Rav Nachman, Omer Ze'iri, the Rav Shimon ben Lazar is coming to be machmer, Omer Shimon ben Lazar, kol rishus oiv dekachavim achasi, ne ramoim. We always have to be concerned that one Nachri is going to let the other Nachri in. I did see that the Rishonim ask a question. That throughout Shas, when we have two Tanoim stating an opinion, and we don't know which one is the Machmer and which one is the Mekel, we always assume that it's the second Tana who is the Machmer. So in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Elazar is the second Tana. So since Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the second Tana, certainly he is the Machmer. So what's the basis of the Machloikis over here? So I saw that even though there typically is that rule that we always assume the second Tana is the Machmer versus the first Tana, that's only in a case where there's no indication who we should consider, who is the Machmer and who is the Mekel. We have to sort of try to figure it out in the Mishnah. And then the Halacha says that we assume, then the rule is that we assume it's the second Tana who's the Machmer. But if the wording of the Mishnah is clear that one is the Machmer and one is not, we don't just follow a rule that the second one is the Machmer. And therefore, the one that says that Rav Shimon Elazar is the Mekel in our Mishnah looks at the wording of the Tanakama. And the Tanakama said, Achi Yoshev. So his wording seems to be stronger, that he has to have that level of Hashgacha. And anything less is not adequate. And that's why he holds that the Tanakama is the Machmer and Rav Shimon Elazar is the Mekel. But as we just finished learning, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that clearly indicates that it's Rav Shimon ben Elazar who's the one that holds that is the more Machmer. Says the Gemara, the Bay Parzik Rafila. There was an individual, the family of Parzik Rafila, who was like the vice prime minister. Oisvi Chamra, they left wine that was made kosher, Gaber Risayu. They left the wine by an Oris. We have an Oris often in Shas. Is a sharecropper, and they had a sharecropper who was a Nachri, and the wine was left in his home. And the question was, if the wine is left at his home, is it kosher or not, because the Oris is not the owner of the wine. Sovar Rabbanika made the Rava Lameimer, Kicha Shina Lagaimim, when do we are concerned that you'll do it for me, I'll do it for you, Hani Mila Heich the Kamais of Hai Gabahai, when it's common that people do favors for each other. You'll leave things in my property today, and I'll leave things by you tomorrow. The oris of the prime minister or the vice prime minister doesn't have that type of a friendship and relationship, and he's not going to knock on his door and ask, "I leave things by you." And therefore, in such a case, and therefore, we don't have to be concerned that he's going to let the Nakri, the owner of the wine, touch that wine. Amalei Rava, Adiraba. Afilu man damo lecha shin al gaimun. That I'm not going to let, the one Nakri won't let another Nakri into his property to let somebody, to let another Nakri into the property that did not rent, lease the property from him. Hanimili, when was that going to be that I just won't, that one Nakri just won't let a Nakri in? Hanimili hecha deloy mersis mina, when he has no reason to fear that other Nakri. Aval Hacha, Kim the Mirsis Imna, the sharecropper lives in fear of this vice prime minister. Machfale is Chusa, he lets him in and he won't say anything because he doesn't want to irritate the prime minister. Hukarcha, there was a city, Daviyasabe Kamadi Yisrael, that there was wine that belonged to Jew that was found there. And they found a Nachri that was standing amongst the barrels of wine. Amar Rava. So Rava says, if the Nachri is scared, if he's going to be caught touching the wine, so then the Chamri Shari, because we don't have to be concerned that the Nachri will touch the wine, because if he's scared that if he's caught and he'll be taken for what he did to court, he could be found guilty. So that is concerned as a deterrent. But if the Nakri is not concerned, if the Nakri says, "Well, I'll come up with an excuse why I was found there. I lost something," Rashi says, "and I went there to perhaps be able to find what I lost, Or another pshat is that this is a Nachri that is not really frightened by the people of that, the authorities of that city. He's a strong person. Then the wine would be usur, because you have to be concerned that the Nachri touched the wine. Hanan lach Rabbi Shmuel, Hanan lach Rabbi Shmuel, Hanan lach Rabbi Shmuel.